Okay. I believe we are live, everyone. Here we are. We are live.
Here we
Okay.
are.
I can, okay, just making sure this is, we have no feedback.
Doesn't
No.
sound like it to me. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me okay?
I sure
Good.
can.
All right, everyone. This is Christina and Kirsten. We are here live with you. We are talking about the way that's coming. Christina, do you want to take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. So I am Christina Courtright Jenkins, and I have really been in this spiritual energy healing, whatever we're calling it now, like that whole realm, since the early 90s intentionally. But it's really been a coming home from the very beginning. Like I've always been this. It's just I had a little more structure, a little more knowledge, and some mentorship that's happened over the last, 34 years now. And I bring the spiritual and the business together and blend them together. I'm still working on a catchy title for myself. I call myself an essence revealer, and that's really what I've been for so many years, is an essence revealer, and that's never going to go away. What I mean by that is I help you peel back the layers around your soul self, around your essence. That is here to stay. It's expanded out into this blending of the spiritual and the business together. So that's a little bit about me, Kirsten.
And I'm going to tell you all, she's so much more than that. But this is part of our topic that we're going to talk about today, this framing, this marketing aspect that I think is perplexing the spiritual world because it's so multidimensional that linear marketing actually dilutes the totality of the essence of who we are. It's a very We're in a strange paradox. We're in a strange paradox. And so this is our topic for today because it's we have been spending the last hour talking about it. So we're like, okay, it's time to go live on this
Time to
one.
go live.
It's time to go live. And I'm Kirsten Hansen, and I'm an intuitive advisor and a spiritual midwife and spiritual director. And it's funny, Christina and I were just talking about that, how the word spiritual midwife came across my mind when I was studying this woman, Joyce Krupp, and her work as it relates to Sophia in the Bible. And as I'm studying through agape to move into a prayer practitioner and then move into reverendship, and not knowing, marketing, traditional marketing, conventional marketing tells us we have to have something to focus into, otherwise, they won't know who you are. And yet, my whole life is committed to spirit, to source, to God, to the universe, whatever you want to call it. And there is no conventional marketing to describe the totality. And yet, and I also have a wall filled of certifications of clinical herbalism, of Reiki, of shamanism, and those that don't certify, because a lot of countries don't believe in certification, like the Queros in the mountains, right? So, how do you take that and distill down the wealth of knowledge that gets imparted and communicate that out in the noise of all of these practitioners right now? Because there's a lot of us coming online and we want everybody out there. So, this is y'all are about to hear the inner workings of mine and Christina's mind. We have not settled on anything. We've actually just settled on the fact that this is a big discussion. So, Christina, I'd love to hear you just kick some thoughts off for us.
Yes. So, when you were talking, I was like, yes, we're all these quantum people. For so many years, it was like niche down, find the one thing. What's your focus? But what we're finding in ourselves and with the clients that we work with and the people that we're with is there's not one thing. We've got this big tool bag of spiritual tools that we can use with our people, but to tie ourselves down as, say, a Reiki practitioner or a Quero shaman or a reverend or a podcaster or, like whatever it happens to be, just that feels constrictive. And we're expanding. As we're up leveling, we are expanding. And so, how to market effectively, because we do need to be seen, right? Like that hasn't gone away. The best kept secret in the world, or the greatest product in the world that could do all the things that we desire, if it's not marketed and nobody knows, it's not doing anybody any good. So what does the new way of marketing look like? How can we market in alignment with us? So it's not yucky and gross. Marketing can get like this yucky, gross feeling to it because we've all been manipulated by marketing,
Well,
right?
and let's take that a step further, right? So you're new in business. You don't have mommy and daddy's money to fund your business, right? Or a reservoir of extra money. So here you are. You know that there's these conventional marketing theorems, right? Everybody know, I think for the most part, we kind of know what we need to do. We have an idea. They're daunting. And even if you know how to do it, it distracts you from being in your business because you have to spend your time doing the marketing. And you also have to promote and sell yourself, which is also, so there's so many different themes here, but it takes money to market. It takes money. It takes time. It takes knowledge. It takes continuity, right? There's so much that goes into marketing that even if you could, so as a as an early stage entrepreneur, it's not necessarily where the money's being driven. And yet, all we're wanting to do, you don't go into a spiritual line of business because it's where you're going to get rich. And I'm not saying you can't make money there, and I'm not saying you can't thrive, but you go into it because you want to help hearts, help souls, and elevate humanity and the earth and elevate consciousness. That's the calling. Everything else is how do I thrive within that?
Well, I remember back in 2008, I developed a line of products. It was called Fragrance of Intention, and it was personal care products. So I did essential oils, deodorants, soaps, roll-ons, different types of things like that, all based around certain intentions. And I put the herbs and the essential oils and the Reiki blessings and all the things for this. And I went to a local marketing agency and started talking to them. And she was like, "Well, who is your target market?" And so remember, this is back in 2008. So I started describing it. And she said, "You know, I love those kind of people. They're awesome people. They'd give you the shirt off their back, but it's one of the lowest like income bracket group of people demographics there are." And I'll tell you, like that may or may not be true, but that stuck with me. And it's like that tape in my head that sometimes I just have to go, "Christina, like that
And
doesn't
I
have to
love
be true for
that you
you."
say that, right? Like, let's talk about the demographics. Let's talk about. So, I know since my accident, right, when I had the accident and I saw the light, and there's the whole NDE, the whole near death around that. But I knew the next morning when I woke up, I was told very clearly, you're to bring the light to the world. Period. Period. That's my purpose. That's my intention. Now it's up between me and source to distill how I express that through my unique gifts that I'm blessed with, right? That being said, I would have told you then that my target market was the top 1% because that's who I ran with. I ran with the executives. I sat at the tables of billionaires. I sat with them. Today, it's everyone who can't. My connection to source and spirit has no border, it has no dimension, it has no numerical value. I'm to light the world up with the light. It doesn't have a demographic, it doesn't have a socioeconomic, it doesn't have a color of a skin, it doesn't have a certain dollar amount in it. So how does a new way of marketing allow that I can touch everyone? Because to me, source is borderless, it's boundless. And yet, conventional marketing teaches us that you must have a demographic, and then you find yourself serving, not that I don't want to serve them, but what if I want to help the poor. What if I want to help the poor, right? Like that, what if I want to help the women in domestic violence who need a hand right now to go up, right? Like they need something. Top 1% doesn't necessarily need me.
Right.
Right. Like, but that's where everybody's driving towards. And I'm not saying I'm leaving them out. Like I'm just using that as a distinction.
Right.
Right.
I think you bring up such a valid question. That really is the question. If we're quantum entrepreneurs, so, you know, we're not in one niche necessarily.
We're
or
boundless.
The thing, we're boundless.
We're boundless. We're in the
our target market, boundless. And so navigating what that looks like in this new way of business, I mean, that's part of what we're here to talk about every week, because this isn't something.
We haven't figured it out.
Yeah, this is a process. I see this as a cookies baking process. Like the ingredients are being put together. And as we talk about it, it's like we're putting those ingredients in and then we're going to mix them.
And girl, we don't even know if it wants cinnamon in it, but we're putting it in.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just exactly. And then you got to trust that it's cooking in the oven. And if you take it out early, it's not going to be right. And if you leave it in too long, it's not going to be right. So, but trusting that it is cooking, and you can't turn up the oven and make it cook faster. Mm-mm. The cookie's baking. So that's really how I see us, Kirsten, is we are putting the ingredients in the bowl and we're not really even sure if the recipe is going to work.
No. And what I love that you and I talked about beforehand, that the audience hasn't gotten, you know, the question we asked each other is, what do we want amplified within us? Not because a good idea, a marketing strategist told us that's what we need to be seen, because that's the gift we have been guided and called to elevate within us in service to. And there's a huge distinction. And when that old way steps in, it tries to craft me into something, which then removes my authenticity, which then removes my connection to source, which then removes the totality of who I am. It systematically strips me away from what source has been really clear on what I'm to do. Now, everybody's calling. I believe people ask me all the time when I do readings or when I'm working on them with them spiritually, they'll ask me, how do I know what my calling is? Because you're doing it right now. Like your calling is where your feet is, and it will continue to evolve because source wants to create, right? That's the only thing we know for sure, is that source is evolutionary and it creates, and it will give birth eventually, or it will die because it seeks to be realized. So my question for you is, how do you honor the totality of what is seeking to be amplified in you? And we'll talk about your Dark Moon Goddess retreat that's coming up, right? This is really important to you. Also, your friendship with Mark. It's really important to you. It's really important to me, right? These are values. But this Dark Moon Goddess is rich. It's intentional. It has something for you. What is that? Like, what is that commitment underneath? I'm talking about the underneath in you that is seeking to be expressed and amplified.
That is a beautiful question. And the first question that you asked is, how in this quantum way do we present? Yeah, like that. Well, those weren't your exact words, but that's what I heard. And I think that the Dark Moon Goddess is a perfect example of that. It dropped in, meaning source said, here it is. And I was involved in a lot of things. I was in the right place at the right time. I had this really wild experience where
which is how the quantum works, by the way.
Yes, exactly.
You, right? Like you can't make it up. You could not put right place, right time together.
No,
like,
no.
Right?
And the whole, in fact, I'll tell you, this is a fun story. I'm just going to tell this
story.
Yeah,
go ahead. Talk about it, girl. Talk about it.
So I had run a retreat and my daughter had been the cook at the retreat. She's an excellent cook and chef. And so she had done that. Well, one of the facilitators I had at the retreat got invited to a retreat and they were looking for a cook. So she called me and she said, "I know that this is super weird, but you came to mind. Would you like to cook at this retreat?" And I said yes. Like I knew all the food. I saw it. The vision came in, and I was like, "Okay, this is a weird thing to say yes to because I'm taking a week off of work, and for this retreat, I wasn't getting paid to cook. Everything was paid there, but I wasn't actually. So I was not making money at the retreat necessarily, and I'd never cooked for a retreat before. Like I'd cooked for family reunions and stuff, but like not for this kind of thing. And yet it was so clear. And people were like, "That's kind of weird, Christian." I'm like, I know it's super weird. And even my daughter, who I had look over my menu, she's like, "Mom, I know you can do this. I'm hoping you can stay sane while you do this because this is hard." And I'm like, I know, like this is the wildest thing. And my husband says, "Are people even going to see your gifts there? Are they just going to think that you're a cook? Not that there's anything wrong with being a cook, but like that's not what you're trying to promote in your business." I'm like, I know, but this is the right thing. So that's the weird situation. So I'm at this retreat. I'm the cook, but I also get to participate in some of the kind of like when your chores are done, you can go play. So I worked hard to get my chores done so that I could go and play. And I was involved in an activity there. And the whole idea dropped in. And one of the women who was at that retreat was one of the facilitators. So I'd been 20, like the idea had dropped in a while ago for a retreat. Dark Moon Goddess would dropped in. But literally after this activity, when I was sitting on the beach, I will always remember it just came in. I knew who, I knew what. I wasn't sure of the where, but I knew internally where. And I had the whole thing done. Came back and like 3 months later, we did the first one. And it was an uphill. So me being me, I hope that this story has value. I'm like, hey, that just dropped in. That was inspired. I had like this hard cost $30,000 thing. It was going to be at a Buddhist monastery, off grid, all this stuff. Like, and then it just didn't come together. And it just didn't come together. So it ended up being at a small Airbnb. Not like, I mean, it was a very nice Airbnb, perfect for it, but it certainly wasn't like what I had envisioned. And yet the important part was everyone who came, and it wasn't nearly as many as I hoped, got massive results. And so then we did it again. Massive results, but we did it more like what I had envisioned. And every time it just gets a little bit closer to what I envisioned. And so there's a few lessons from this. One, you've got to follow your intuition. That is the only way we can function as quantum entrepreneurs, is if we're
Well,
listening.
and let's go a little bit of talk about quantum for a second, because you've used that term for a few months for a long time. For a lot of spiritual people, they might not understand quantum. Quantum is a new science that is proving what the mystics have known all along. So really what's happening is science is catching up to the truth that many mystics have known truly from way back when, from Hermeticism to the temples, through Egypt, through Indian spirituality, right? So the quantum is really the science proving the mysticism. And so I wanted to put that out there so people really fully understood, and they're really moving into the quantum to understand universal laws, universal truths. They're the axioms that exist that have to date been unexplained but are becoming explainable through science. So science is just catching up. I wanted to really put that into a grasp for people to understand that, because I know I'm studying out to get my PhD in quantum medicine, and it's a lot simpler than people have a misunderstanding of what quantum is.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And you said a word in there. You said the universal. And I want to just focus in on that, the universal and the infinite. So this
Right.
idea of this, these
Yes.
infinite gifts, these infinite things, like, because it's so much bigger than us right here, because source is what's guiding us with that.
Right.
And
And the
so
drop in is when we receive information from the infinite to us, whether it be for us, for someone else, which is also how intuition and psychic and mediumship work in channeling.
totally. Yeah. So that listening, thank you. I appreciate that so much. And just entertaining me while I tell this hopefully instructive story. But listening to your intuition, even when it doesn't make sense, it made no sense for me to go be a
Listen, anybody who has intuition or who uses it as its North Star understands that it's illogical, which is why the sharpening of the mind is essential as well, and discernment, because you have to understand a lot of other aspects of it. Anyway, go ahead, because you're talking about some really good things here for people.
So yeah, so listening to your intuition and following your intuition, and then being open to having the process happen, having things evolved. If that first retreat would have turned out like I visioned it actually would have been a disaster, because I didn't know what I didn't know. And I learned a lot. And somebody might say, well, why didn't source tell you? Well, it did. And I had to experience it. I had to embody that so that I could then move forward with strength. And because we're co-creating, we're
Well,
co-creating.
you actually, that's a beautiful spiritual law that you're speaking to right there. Sometimes I catch a vision from source and I'm really clear, and I choose to call source God, but you can impart whatever you want, right? We all, I believe that every road leads back to source, to the light, and I don't believe it. I've seen it. So it's there's a big difference for me in believing something and knowing something as a truth. But as your, wait, where was I? I lost myself.
We were talking about, oh, hang on.
I know, I just got lost.
That's hilarious.
Oh, okay. When we catch a vision, when source gives us a vision for our life, it's from the infinite and it's expansive, right? But it's providing us this knowledge in the container that we're living in that is smaller than the infinite. So once we catch the vision, oftentimes we need to grow to carry and have the character and the grandeur to hold the vision in the likeness that the infinite provided it. Otherwise, it's going to be on a very small foundation within a container of the person who isn't quite developed. Like the vision is the future that I'm living into, and I have to develop my strength, my fortitude, my spiritual vessel to catch the grandeur of that vision. And sometimes it takes time. And that's the discernment and intuition, because I get all excited. I got a vision. I got to make that happen right now, right? And I get caught up in that. But there might be some growing I need so I can evolve into what source envisioned for me.
That's so beautifully, Kirsten. And I'd like to, after I feel like I answered your question and then
You
some.
did, but I do want to tell you, I do want you to tell everybody, when is your retreat?
Oh, thank you. The retreat. So we've got one in March. That's coming up here soon. June and November. The one in March is the 8th through the 12th. It is at a beautiful location here near the Hot Springs in Idaho. And truly, it is transformational. Every single person who has come through has left elevated, empowered. And I like there's this little business connection that was made at the last one, and I say it's little, except that it has absolutely blown up in this beautiful, beautiful way. So Dark Moon Goddess, and it's darkmoongoddess.com.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Kirsten. And
Beautiful.
it really is my purpose right now. That is where Source has directed me, and that is something that is very, very special to me and very vital that I share with. It's a divine mandate to share with.
I love that word, divine mandate. And I do know, going back to the marketing, right? What is coming? I have you and I have talked about it. I do have the gift of prophecy and the gift of divination, and I have had many dreams, I've had many visions. I've seen where we're going, how they manifest. Sometimes I can't see, which is what my gift is to my clients, is I do have a gift of divination, so I can see where they're going and help them navigate that. We are moving into a new dawn. We are, right? And we talk a lot about the darkness. And in the Heart of Magdalene yesterday, I talked about the importance of let's move away. We know that belief systems are dropping and things are a little cray cray out there. We've got that language down, but it's time to really start being the birthers of the new way, the new world, which is why you and I are talking about this. There is a new dawn that happens, the light, which is why we're having so much disruption right now, because the light is here. It's anchoring in, it's happening. And I've seen the end and I've seen the beginning, right? I've seen how it comes to pass, and it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And quantum, past, present, and future, all happen right here. And we live in a simulated reality. Greg Braden does a whole discussion on that simulated reality. So we create the world that we're living into, right? So here we are, here you are, talking about this divine mandate, and we're having discussions about marketing. And we talked last week or 2 weeks ago, like, I even need to let go of the way they did it. I don't even want to talk to marketers anymore. I don't want to have the discussion. I don't want to go to groups that have network marketing strategies. The energy in it feels off, right? So using the language you've been using, sitting in the quantum, channeling new ways, which means it's going to be uncomfortable because they might not be fully realized yet, which is what many of us are experiencing. We know there's a different way. I know I can't do it the old way. And I'm sitting, you called it the tunnel, but I'm sitting in that space of no thing, which is where all possibility resides, right? That space of no thing. That's where all, and that is when the vision can catch me. There is a new way where we get the word out that comes. But what I'm unwilling to do is to take old strategies and call them spiritual by slapping its name on it. I'm just not willing to do that. Right. So
Can
I'm
you explain a
curious.
little bit more about what that would look like? What do you see in that so that we can identify it?
Yeah. In which one? Because I said a lot, I was.
Slapping, old marketing strategies or old ways and slapping the word spiritual on it.
So having somebody craft who you are, you show up into that container, you put the right buzzwords on it, you put the right pieces on it, you look really good out there, you're keeping it together, and you're speaking a language. You kind of mentioned it in something else, but you're speaking a language that's now crafted through ChatGPT. So it's even diluted your words, right? And it's not the totality of who you are. And you're doing a lot to promote yourself rather than allowing your authentic voice, your authentic message. And it might not even be in these platforms that we're being told we have to use. We don't know yet, right? We don't have the new way. I don't have the new way. And also, that walking away, like I was sharing with you, the idea of going to these network marketing events, even if they're spiritual. Now they're great. I am not knocking. I'm talking about for me personally, I only have so many hours in a day and so many spaces and places I can expend energy. But then I'm going to play these network tiers that if I can't pay that tier, I'm not going to get certain benefits that I might need. No, it's a beautiful structure. It's a beautiful service. It's paying for a lot of things. I guess my question is, are there other ways where everybody has access to sharing who they are in a different way? I don't know. I could be totally off base, and that might be the best way. These are just things that we're talking about.
Well, and I think that this goes back to something that we were talking about before we got on the live here, and that is trying out a new idea. And it's an old idea, but it's a new idea at the same, like it's a new twist on an old idea. So, coming together as a community, as a village, as friends, as sisters in entrepreneurship, and saying, I think of it like the stone soup, like, hey, I've got this. Let's add this to the community. Oh, you need help with your website? I've got this skill set. Hey, I need help like looking at my landing page that I just made, because I do think that having these things, having a landing page and a website, this is how we do business. This is how we market. But the question then becomes is this cookie cutter branding? Is this
Well,
something
and
that
that's just what I was going to ask, right? So here's the challenge. This is the quantum challenge, right? This is how we do it. Just because it's the way it's being done or it's been done, innovation creates something that doesn't exist. And that is where having access to the quantum allows, right? Then, I mean, that's the whole premise of AI. When you think about it, right? It's so beginning to think, and this is where that construct where media tells you, you need this, you need this, you need this. I don't have an answer. What I'm doing is creating provocative thought, right? So, right, we're told we need a website, we're told we need a landing page. I even ascribe to that, right? Innovation would suggest. And the quantum would suggest go find out the new, create it, get it launched, beta it, see if it works, and see if it catches fire. There's always a new way. That's how innovation occurs. So I think that's come, unfortunately, coming back to a full circle, there is no answer. But what if you can't build a website and you don't have money to? What if you can't do marketing? What if you don't like social media? Do you know how many people I know who are like, I'm out. I am not buying into that system. I am not buying into that system. And I refuse to go on to Facebook and give Mark Zuckerberg more money while we're on Facebook. Right? So that's the question. Like, would I even be on Facebook if I didn't think it was necessary?
And
Probably
these are the
not.
questions that we have got to navigate. Going back to another topic that we were talking about, this brought us to this point, is all the ways that we can communicate and create, community and group chats and all these things. Just all these things that ultimately deciding with source, what is the highest and best use of my time? Because time is energy, money is energy,
Time
it's
is my currency.
yeah. And
Time is my
our
currency.
bodies, our physical bodies, they require energy. And so putting those things together, what's the highest and best use of my energy, of my time, my money, my physical capabilities?
And it's interesting. So I have the Heart of Magdalene, which is the spiritual heart center, which has become my ministries, right? And you watched that get birthed. You were part of that. And it was something that's been a long time coming, but it didn't have a capacity for expression yet. It was still gestating. And when it did, it was deeply personal. And out of that is born the School of Wisdom, which will be the educational center around the ministry. And really stepping into being a reverend and a spiritual leader and a spiritual teacher. What I also know I went through within myself, right, was because you know my story. I come from Wall Street. I come from the top 1%. I grew up deadly poor, moved into money, and then came back to, I call it right sizing, right? I came home to my people is really what I came home to, and to be dead honest, because I don't want to sit at those tables again. In the capacity I was, I don't ever want to fake for the sake of being liked by a system that doesn't function for the people. That I want to be clear, it's not the people, it's the system and how that currency system functions. So here I am with this heart of Magdalene, doing my intuitive work, working, and I keep getting message. It's not the how many, it's the who, right? It's knowing that source is going to guide me to the people that want to do the inner work necessary to become a beneficial presence on this earth, to do the work that they're called to do in an integral fashion, not for the money. Like, those are my people, right? My people. I'm going home to my people. And I think we're finding the spiritual community. We have kind of two parts. One, we just need to eat, right? Figuring out how we're going to eat in this new dominion. Then we have others who are like, oh, I can make a lot of money because they've seen the market caps available as a result of this. And then why can't we be abundant in this? And then we have others who just want to be able to do the work, right? But there's no one right or wrong. Like, it's not for me to judge who's called. I'm called to spread the word. I'm called to spread the word that the new dawn is coming, and there's a way in which we can go about this where our heart is the only thing that matters. The condition of our heart is the only thing that matters. I also have from our friend Mark, who taught me that I'm a generous steward of prosperity, right? Like, I'm a steward of this prosperity and abundance. I don't have to be a sellout because of it. So I'm figuring out where that money goes. What's also important to me over time will be the resources that I'm supporting. Am I going to choose marketing platforms that are advocating harm of other people, right? These are questions that I'm going to have to start asking just so I can be elevated. Or am I going to stand for something which is peace, love, harmony, generosity, and using platforms that elevate that, but I might not get noticed as much. There's going to be trade-offs that I'm going to be looking at or be called to make. I'd be curious to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think that I really I that's why we're talking together, is because at the end of the day, we agree on a lot of things. And so it is really what does this look like? What do we do here? What are the next steps? What we are here, both of us are here to bring in the new way, to share the good news, to be a beacon of light. And we're figuring it out as we go. But I think that this is part of the new way too, the imperfection of it. We're kind of fiddling
They're
around.
saying, I have no idea.
Yeah, pretty much.
No idea.
We don't know. We don't know. But that's why we're discussing it, is because through this medium of discussion, there's going to be some golden nuggets that start to come through. And isn't this how we do? Like, you and I, we've done some projects together, and where we're like, okay, well, let's set a date and here we go and let's do it. And for whatever reason, we've only had one that's worked.
And it
One,
was the Mary Magdalene.
and it was Mary. And
Which,
looking at
by the way, is what was the weekend on my 35th birthday of something that birthed the direction of me stepping into my reverendship, right? Like, that was the birth. So you bared witness. It was a very essential weekend for me.
It was a beautiful weekend, beautiful. And As women who have been in business, as women who have gotten massive things done, done massive projects, met impossible deadlines against impossible odds, for whatever reason, just we are called here right now. Just like that note that I wrote, there's not a directionality to this. There are some goals, there are some intentions, but at the end of this, we don't know what's going to come out of it. And that's kind of a beautiful thing. It's definitely a new thing. And we're part of this grand experiment. And we just want to invite people to join us in this experiment. Join us in it. Like, let's play with this. Let's just play with this. We have nothing to lose by finding the golden nuggets through our discussions and setting intentions around what we want to accomplish.
I love it. I love it. Well, I think we end there. I think we really touched upon a lot of golden nuggets. We would really love to hear from you, your thoughts, your ideas. With I love opposing points of view because they challenge my higher learning. So bring those and tune in next week. We don't know what time we'll be on. We're around this time, but we'll be back.
Thank you, Kirsten. It's been beautiful.
Thank you. One second. Okay, we're stopped. I'm just going to stop this real quick. I just had a thought that I want to share with you.